There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right. It is 8:06 on this Friday, April 10th. No JM today. We have him on Tuesday, Wednesdays, Thursday, so he can do his real job, his number one job, and that is being a country music singer on the weekend. But glad when we do have him. And one of his passions is softball. And I know we're here at Oaklawn getting ready for the big apple blossom race tomorrow. But we're really pumped, Roger. You know, we're a show that's really proud for the last 4 years.
For sure, no.
A Razorback softball player going back to Mary Hath, Hannah Gamble for 2 years, and then Bree Ellis, historic run last year. We are very excited about getting one of the top third basemen in the country. She's out of Houston, Texas. And today is our first time with her. We're not going to spend a lot of time because she's getting ready for Mississippi State tonight. But Todd, could we welcome Ella McDowell with a official music bed there, please, if you will. Da, 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 da. Good morning, Ella. How are you today?
I'm good. How are y'all doing?
We are doing awesome. Thank you so much for agreeing to do this for the remainder of the season. We're excited about you. I talked to Coach Gasso about you. I talked to Courtney Dyfel about you, and they said that that Ella would be perfect for y'all's show. I don't know if you did your due diligence and talked to Bree and say, "Yeah, these guys crazy. Should I do this thing or not?" But we're really excited about following you the rest of the season.
Yeah, I'm really excited, and I thank y'all for having me. This is going to be a great rest of the year.
For those that don't know, you came out, I think, of the name of the, was it Richmond, Texas? It was Foster High School in Richmond, Texas. For those who don't know where Richmond is, it's right outside of Houston. So most people just consider you a Houston girl. But you were the number one infielder in America coming out of high school, the number three overall recruit. You come in last year, you were a freshman All-American, had a great season, and you guys had a great run. And your numbers are even better this year in terms of runs scored. Your batting average is even higher. But I tell you, Ella, this team you guys have this year, there is so much talent up and down the roster at the plate. It's, you know, you don't have to, there's no pressure on you to have to feel like you got to deliver every week, because you got a ton of other players that can do it as well.
Yeah, I mean, I go up there and I know I can rely on my teammates. And last year, it being a freshman, trying to get used to everything, this year I feel all that pressure off of me, and I know that we're going to go really far this year.
Yeah, and you've got a pitching staff that's obviously, you guys shut out Auburn. I don't think had one earned run, which is first time that's happened in quite a while. So you're doing it at the plate, you're doing it on the mound. What's different about this team? What's the dynamic that's different? You know, every team, as you know, you've been playing long enough, it has a different personality. What's different and what's unique about this team?
Man, I mean, I've been on a lot of teams that have a lot of fun, but this team, it's like a freaking party every single day. Practice, we're partying. In games, we're partying. In the locker room, everyone's dancing. So we really just trust each other, and we're really committed to our plan.
For those who don't know, Ella McDowell, if you only have to watch a few minutes, you're a high-energy person. I would imagine you help start the party when there's a party anywhere around. And is that always been your nature? You get that from your mom or your dad or sister? And that's just the way you look at life and the way you play the game?
Oh, for sure. I think it's just the way I look at life. And, man, I think it just, I mean, I want to say it came from God. I just gained consciousness one day, and all of a sudden I couldn't stop moving and grooving.
She is only one, Roger, of three Razorback players as freshmen to win, or SEC Freshman of the Week three times. She did that last year. You guys are at Mississippi State tonight, and they've won 33 games. They're not ranked as high as you guys, but they have an unbelievable pitching staff. I think number two in the country as far as ERA goes. I know you guys have done your homework. That's going to be a challenge this weekend.
They're a really talented team. Obviously, playing anyone in the SEC is going to be really tough. So, we're really excited to play them. We know it's going to be a great softball, and we hope that a lot of fans come out and watch.
And you've got, you know, the next few weeks, it doesn't get easy. I think, if memory serves me right, you got Oklahoma coming up in a couple of weeks. You got Texas, number four, number one. But that's why you signed up. That's why you came to Arkansas. You want to play, I mean, those kind of teams. And I would think playing those kind of teams gets you ready for the SEC tournament, gets you ready for the NCAAs, and hopefully can get you to Oklahoma City.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to get easier for the rest of April, but you're exactly right. That's the reason why I came to Arkansas, and the main reason why I wanted to play in the SEC, because I want to play the best and I want to be the best, so that's what it takes.
What is your do you have any pregame
rituals
that you do, or again, just trying to get to know Ella a little bit better? Anything that you do that would be interesting to our audience? Pregame meal,
yeah.
The way you wear your uniform, anything that you do before every game?
I'd say the only pregame thing that I do is I just make sure, you know, left sock goes on before right sock. always got some good food that I eat before, but that doesn't really matter what I eat, because I'm going to be great regardless. I'm already knowing that.
The sock thing is exactly what we're talking about. Exactly. Do you do a chant? Do you do any of those things?
Today is, too, National Sibling Day. I did get a chance to read about your family. You know, we got to know Bree's family last year. We got to know her mom and dad pretty well. What about your family? Give us a little background of your family, if you don't mind.
Yeah, so I have my mom, Lisa, my dad, Sean, and then my two favorite people in the world, my brother, Bubba, or Sean, depending on how close you are to him.
Right.
And then my sister, Maya. They are the loves of my life. I love them so much, and I can't forget about my dog. His name is Baxter. He's a little mutt.
All right. Baxter. I love that. Do you get to bring Baxter? I know you guys have a dog day at the park, right. Does Baxter get to come and hang out at practice, or no? Got to stay away. Got to stay at home for that.
Yeah, Baxter does not make it out to bark in the park. He's a little too crazy. He's not that friendly to other dogs, so we like to keep him at home, make sure he can't hurt nobody.
Mm. We're visiting with Ella McDowell now. Have your parents, what's the drive from Houston? I'm a Florida guy, so when I used to, my parents would come, it was 16-hour drive. What about, it's a pretty good haul from Houston, is it not?
Yeah, it's about 8 hours away from where I live, so it's not too bad of a drive.
That's not too bad. Have they tried to make a lot of your games?
Yeah, my mom comes out to a couple of the games, this SEC series, and my dad, we play at Texas State, so he'll come out and come to that game. But they both make a lot of sacrifices from watching, and I'm super thankful.
That's awesome. Well, one of the things that we've done now for, I guess, Roger, even going back to Mary Half, that we, you know, again, I was a team captain, and so I know about all the, you know, when I used to call the Hogs up for our defense, I would bring it, all right, coming up, everybody, and we would go HOGS Hogs, and we, you know, everybody go HOGS Hogs. Well, we learned 4 or 5 years ago that Courtney Dyfel was doing something different at the end of the, you know, when you guys would gather after the game was over with, and it was two claps and a suey. And so we're the only show that's stupid enough to try to do that every week when we have a Razorback player on. So at the end of our interviews every week, right, Roger, I'll say,
we'll ask you to call us
clap
us out.
To clap us out. And then, so you'll just say, what, two claps and a suey, and we pop, pop, suey.
Yeah, so if you'll clap us out, Ella, when we
yeah,
do that.
So yeah, so if you will help us now, to get back in the swing of things, Roger, it may take a second, right?
It may take a second or two for us to
But we love it. We love it. So if you will, can we ask her to clap us out, right, Roger?
We ask Ella to clap us out, and unless we've heard something different, the last sound has gotten longer each year, so we don't know how long.
Okay, so you have to judge us on how we do. All right,
so this is one of the reasons why we love having a member of the softball team on, because of your energy and everything that you're talking about and how fun it is over there, because we see the fun
that's right.
in you ladies that play the sport. Guys are different. They got to be guys and play flinch and all that stuff, but you ladies, you act and look like you're having fun and you're genuinely caring for each other on the field, and you make no bones about smiling
smiling and being happy.
Y'all do that better than the guys.
We love it.
Yeah, you do that better than the guys. And we'll come up and see some. We'll see. Well, listen, we plan to go to Oklahoma City when you guys go to the World Series.
If you see a couple of old dudes stalking you, looking at you, go.
No, that's okay. Those are the radio guys.
So, Ella, you need to make sure now, Coach Dyfel, because you know I've obviously talked to Coach Dyfel and Coach Guy. So now these guys okay? Now,
who's those guys up there?
Let me tell you what we will do with Ella.
Huh?
We will go toe to toe. Bringing the party,
yeah,
we bring the party for a bunch of old guys down here. We bring the party, Ella.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, and that's not going to be in a conversion van or anything like that. We're coming up in a Fletcher Dodge car, and we're all going to be just hanging out.
All right, so
we got to get her some gear.
Yeah, I'll get your address, and we'll send you some Morning Mayhem gear too. We'll do that. All right, we know you're busy. Go ahead and clap us out if you would.
All right, y'all gotta bear with me because I've never really.
That's okay.
Usually, I just do the clapping and I go to my position. So
you know
what? Yeah, so Ella, I guess you could say this. Okay, Morning Mayhem, clap us out.
That's it.
How about that?
All right, here we go. All right, Morning Mayhem, clap us out.
Sweet. Let's try it one more time.
That wasn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That was it.
I was ready.
Ella.
Try it one more time. Ella.
All right, here we go.
One more time. Is that what y'all said?
Yeah, one more time.
All right. Morning Mayhem. Clap us out.
Sweet.
Very good.
All right, we'll get. I promise we'll get better every week.
That was the first time.
It's first time.
She picked the Ella. You did fantastic. We've only done it for 4 years.
Yeah, just we got to get back in the swing of this.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, listen, we can't wait to continue to follow you. Kick some butt this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, thank you, Ella. Thanks, Ella. Ella McDowell. You can tell she's got the energy down here.
Yes, she does.
Yeah, you got it.
Softball. She clapped us out and
let me tell you, when you watch her, I'm gonna tell you, you can see the energy.
Okay.
She's not joking. Yeah. See you, Wayne. Thank you.
Thanks, Wayne.
Yeah, she's another level bringing the energy.
Yeah.
And you know, and Hannah Gamble was that way. If you remember, Hannah was a big girl, and this girl is even more so. And I'm looking at her numbers in high school. Listen to this.
I saw what she was rated.
She batted 700 in high school, 22 home runs her senior year, 59 RBIs, 31 stolen bases. She was a Houston Player of the Year. Again, the number one third baseman in the country. Number three overall player in the country. So, and she's not having. You know, there's so many players on this team that's hitting well. And listen, we know there's a lot of softball dads and moms out there, and I know those programs mean a lot to you. So, we enjoy. I'm like Roger. There's something to following them. There's a pureness to them, and
it's infectious.
Yeah, and but they've got potential. Now, again, the same thing's happened, Roger, with almost baseball. They keep knocking on the door and just can't get over the hump for whatever reason. So I'm just hoping maybe this will be the year. Because I'm going to tell you what, we're going to Oklahoma City. We keep saying every year we're going to Oklahoma
City. Let's go to Oklahoma City and let's win there.
Hey, matter of fact, have you ever been to Oklahoma City?
On a visit, yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. I've been there once or twice. I don't know much about it. I think they've got the Softball Hall of Fame. Oklahoma.
Where the wind comes sweeping down
Oklahoma the State's there, right? Is that right? No.
Where's in Stillwater? Who's in Stillwater?
You got Oklahoma OU and there's Norman, and then
in Stillwater.
Is it Stillwater? Yeah, Stillwater.
Yeah, Oklahoma State's in Stillwater.
Yeah, exactly right.
Dynamite drop in.
So we're waiting for Zach Gillum. If Zach, let's see where he's at here. So he's what's that good thing? Try calling Zach. Do you have Zach's number?
Todd
TV.
I do.
Yeah, call him real quick. Let's get him on the line. And we only got a few minutes, and we'll see if we can at least get some lines for this weekend. 661-1037 is the number. Tonight is the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame banquet, but you do have racing today. First post time is 12:45, and it's the same way all this weekend. You got the Apple Blossom, $1.25 million. It'll be a great weekend to get out and enjoy yourself. The weather's going to be perfect. Get your hotel room, do all the other things. And it's almost getting lake time. No doubt. I found out our good friend Cliff Harris has got in my house on Lake Hamilton.
That's cool.
Yeah,
that's cool. Is it Airbnb?
No.
I guess I won't be able to get into it.
Someone said Ella is wondering what she got herself into. Maybe. Someone says from the 870. I found out by saying two claps and a Suey, and our phones kept thinking we were talking to Siri when we said Suey. I said, Siri. I didn't think about that.
Hey, shout out now. There's still a few teams left for the morning flight of the Buzz Golf Tournament, which is Monday.
Yep.
There's still a slot or two for Buzz BQ. That's available. And for the Man Fan Cave, I like the registrations for those begin now.
Yeah,
on the website. Run them through next week. Go to the website, click the banner that's on there for any one of those events.
Yep.
Follow the instructions of registering, doing all that.
So do you have? Let's know if you got Zach there, Todd. If you got him. By the way, somebody says from the 501, 15, 16 hours round trip, question mark. I make it to PCB in 8.5 hours. Listen, nobody's made that trip faster than I have, but you're not making it to Fayetteville in 8.5 hours. And so back then.
She said it was 8.5. She said from where
from
she is now.
Houston, 8.
To Fayetteville.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Right. But think about this. Back then, you didn't have, what's the new highway that gets you from 40 to, you had to go 71.
Yeah.
You know, when you see the sign, five people have died this year, you know, this highway. So it was slower back then.
You're going all the way down Oklahoma and then drop off somewhere over there off that Panhandle.
Of course, back then, too, my dad and mom, it's not like they were trying to speed to get there. And so,
but it was dirt roads.
Yeah, it was a 15, 16-hour drive. Now, listen, I can make
pig trail. It takes that long for the pig trail.
Yeah, I can make it from here to Panama City in good time.
Crooked mouth. You're crooked mouth.
I can
make it in good time. But you know what that's like a cop going, how much you have to drink?
A few. It's not the safest thing to try to make record time, and the road is a little bit better.
No, and that's why I would like to get a hold of the phone companies and maybe do a congressional hearing so that they can take off time that series and MapQuest says you're going to be somewhere, because people try to beat that time sometimes and shave things off. Be careful.
Someone says, Baz, do you know why Augusta looks as nice as the nicest golf course? Because it is the nicest golf course. Well, what's different though? It's not just the golf
keeper.
Not just the golf course. It's the
practice green.
It's the
practice.
Yeah, it's the accessories around it that I don't think anybody can.
It's
the nicest golf course in the world,
dude.
But then it goes all the way to the clubhouse, which you normally some golf courses, even though they're nice, may not take the extra, you know, extra steps to make sure everything's perfect.
Of the four majors, which one is the nicest course? If you were to say the nicest course.
Well, I think it's that. I think it's the Masters.
You think it's the Masters?
Yeah, I think it is. Somebody said the kind of dog Baxter is. She said it was a mutt. She said
it was a mutt. You know what? Because when I think of Baxter, what show? What movie?
Baxter. Give me a hint.
Will Ferrell.
Jack Black threw Baxter. Baxter talked with the bear.
With the bear, exactly.
What did he say? He goes,
I don't know.
He said, I know my cousin.
Okay.
You were kind to my cousin.
All I know is that name is Baxter.
Oh my gosh.
He starts crying for Baxter. Yeah.
Someone says, Jay Stu says the baseball team could take some notes from the softball team. Fun, energy, joy, loosen up, boys. Well, I will say this, is that even our man Cam McCosell, he's struggling against SEC pitching. He didn't last year, so maybe this weekend will be when, you know, the switch goes on or something for all those guys. They're struggling in about every area you can think of. Someone says, proud to be an Ella fella. She's fun to watch and consistently puts on a show for the fans. Two claps and a... Someone said Siri, two claps and a Suey.
Gotcha.
Ella, she's going to be a great addition.
Yeah.
Somebody said, do you know it only takes 5 more minutes to get from Conway to Dallas as Fayetteville to Dallas? That blew my mind, only 5 minutes longer. That's interesting. I didn't really think about the angles.
Which way are you going from Conway?
No, from come on in, Zach, have a seat. No, if you're coming from, let's what you
say, it says take 5 minutes to get from Conway to Dallas, as it does to Fayetteville to Dallas.
Yeah.
So, where are you going in Conway? What highway?
I guess
you're not taking 40 up there and going to Oklahoma, are you? You're not going.
I guess the route from Dallas to Fayetteville is more. You know, there's a cut through, but maybe going through Texas. Well, I mean, where would you go? I don't know. We'll find.
Dude, that takes only 5 more minutes to get from Conway to Dallas
versus
as it does Fayetteville.
That does seem odd on the map.
So, well, just the phrase, I can't wrap my head around that. That's why I am not in charge of re-entry of Artemis 2. Which is going to be so cool to watch tonight.
Zach,
watching that splashdown too.
Zach Gillum joins us. What's up, Zach?
Hey guys.
Okay. Zach.
Oh, hey, how are we doing this morning, guys?
Doing all right, buddy. I got you. Stay right where you are. Stay right where you are.
The greatest hair in racing. Which one is he on?
He's on four right now. We're just going to fix it.
Checking 1, 2 on four.
There you go. Yeah, the greatest hair in racing across the nation. That's you. How you doing, buddy?
I don't know. Chris Ho, you know, he works in racing, too.
Different hair.
Different kind of hair.
It's great hair. But and you both have fantastic hair. On the Mount Rushmore of hair, you'd both have a spot.
Oh, okay. Well, I like that. I'll take it.
Has everything going with the Oakland Sports App powered by FanDuel?
Going great. I mean, this weekend's a great week. I mean, I'm a big Masters fan, so yeah. I know a lot of people have dove in, looked at that, a lot of different options out there, whether it's to win the tournament, to lead after a round, to make the cut, finish in the top 40. So a lot of different variables out there.
Yeah, that's a great point. Just because you didn't get it right on your first bet, you can't come back and bet others. What kind of response have you got from all of your Oakland sports customers with the transition?
They have loved it. Obviously, the creating the new account was the biggest hurdle, but people, once they dove into that, realized it wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
You know, make sure you have your location settings right and withdraw all the funds from the old app and get into the new. So they love that bet five, get 300 in bonus bets.
Yeah.
You know, our old welcome offer had maybe a higher dollar amount at the end, but it was a lot harder to attain.
Right.
This, you just make a $5 bet. Once it settles, you get those 300 in bonus.
Now, obviously, you've got the big, you got horse racing going on, which you're also, you're a big part of that here at Oakland. And you've got, we just talked with Ella McDowell, you got Razorback baseball going on. You guys aren't doing softball yet, right?
Softball, you know, that's one of those things. It's been really fun. I feel like we came in at a great time in sports betting, 2019 being our first year brick and mortar, 2022 online sports. But just seeing the evolution of how much wagering keeps evolving.
Yeah.
Because if you remember the first year, I know Ralph remembers, we offered very little college baseball.
Yeah,
it wasn't until the tournament.
Yeah, right.
And then we got to where we would offer top 25 matchups late in the season.
Gotcha.
Then it got to where we offered pretty much everything.
Now it's everything.
Yeah. Same thing with women's college basketball.
Right.
When we first started, it wasn't until late in the tournament that we started offering games. Now you have live wagering on regular season games. So softball is not where it should be yet, but I think it is going to continue to evolve with the popularity it has.
I saw some of the numbers. I don't have them in front of me, but here in Arkansas, it just the amount of money that people wager on. I mean, it's nationwide too, but it's amazing having this technology that also allows you to do it faster, quicker. So you've got golf going on, you've got Major League Baseball, you got NBA, you just wrapped up college basketball, and you've got college baseball, right?
Correct. And NHL. So NBA and NHL, they're wrapping up their regular seasons. They're very close to their playoffs. We're about to have their playoffs. I know NBA feels like it stretches for what feels like a full season of its own, but we get a lot of fun, really competitive games. This weekend you have UFC 327. So for the MMA fans, you have a pay-per-view or a big event this weekend. F1's kind of in a hiatus right now with everything going on in the world, so a couple of their scheduled events had to be canceled, so I don't think they come back for another 3 weeks. But NASCAR's still been really fun this season, so that's on the board.
Right.
That will continue throughout the summer. As you said, racing, I mean, this weekend's going to be a phenomenal week of racing with the Apple Blossom. I mean, that is one of my favorite races, and this year we are part of the Breeders' Cup Challenge Series. So, I mean, that's really exciting. It's a, you know, guaranteed spot for whoever wins this race in the Breeders' Cup Distaff.
You guys finally got some good weather breaks here lately. You know, you guys have been through enough rain and cold.
Yes.
It's nice you guys get some back-to-back weekends of outstanding weather. Real quick, going back on baseball, how far have the Razorbacks fallen in terms of, at one time they would have probably been a favorite to maybe...
They were. You know, they were a favorite and co-favorite. Them and LSU were kind of bouncing around preseason and then even early in the season. They've not dropped as much as people maybe have thought.
Is that to win the SEC or win the World Series?
That was to win. Actually, it was both. LSU and Arkansas were both favorite and co-favorite going back and forth to win the national championship and the SEC before the season started. And then after the season, slowly dropped back a little bit. But they're still sixth right now. 17-1 are the odds.
I was going to ask, I don't know if you saw Christian Weaver. He's off today. I do want to thank Todd Pierce for helping us out today and sitting in for Christian. He got into it with somebody yesterday that was making the point nationally. It was a podcast guy that said he thinks now that the that baseball, Major League Baseball, has jumped back ahead of NBA in terms of popularity. He said the season for NBA just doesn't seem to matter. You got the teams tanking. What do you think about that? You know, both of them are long seasons, and what's your thought on that?
Got to turn off an alarm here. You know, I would have to say I can't disagree. I think we're in a little bit different dynamic here where we're at located. I can tell you seeing how much NBA action we took when we were only brick-and-mortar operation versus online was eye-opening because we didn't have a lot of people coming in here that were betting NBA, but we found people online that were interested in it.
Yeah.
Me, personally, I've always said I almost feel like you know, they should try to almost lean into the NCAA tournament model. Maybe they have two tournaments a year. Maybe
just to give something to make it worthwhile to watch.
Because it really does feel, and I've been saying it for better part of a decade, I don't really pay attention until probably the second round of the playoffs start watching games.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's just...
It's a lot. Of course, NHL is long, too. That's a long season,
Long season. Yeah. And people that are way more knowledgeable on NBA than I am, like Christian, a guy that used to work with us in Sportsbook, Zach, he tried to explain to me, because I got kind of frustrated one night. I'm like, every night you look up and a team blows a 20-point lead.
Yeah,
like,
right. It's a killer.
And he said, well, you got to understand, these guys are so good, they get hot from behind the three. 20 points is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, they can pop that off in just a minute and a half, and it's over. So, so I get it. These guys are very good. It's just like any sport. When you go from college, who are top-tier athletes, they're very good at what they do, to professionals, it's another level.
It's 100%.
So it's kind of changed the game. It's a lot of that one-on-one, and you know, we can hit three.
The analogy on that one is what, just thinking about what Trey Schaap, as great a golfer as Trey Schaap is,
yes,
that next level is just separates.
And it's really almost like that in anything in life. You go to that next level, you know, that top 1%, top 0.1%.
Yeah, but I mean, when I see this guy doing this, I go, wow. You know, I mean, it's, you know, having speed in football or having being able to throw the ball hard in baseball, different things like that as you get older. But golf, it's almost, you know,
up here.
It's in your head.
If you didn't know what, I always like saying Zach's title, Oakland VP of Racing and Wagering. Boom. Got both of them. It's National Sibling Day. Siblings?
Two siblings. I have an older sister, Crystal. She's up in Fayetteville.
Okay.
And she has three kids. And then I have a younger sister, Tiffany. She's in Little Rock.
So you're the
I'm the middle.
The man in middle of the family.
Jan Brady?
That's me.
No. was it tough being the only boy in the family?
It was not.
No,
I had male cousins, a lot of male cousins, and you know, friends. So no.
Did the girls get what they wanted? You not? Did you complain to mom and dad? Like, it's not fair! It's not fair!
You know, they'd probably say it was the other way around. They had to share a bathroom. I had my own bathroom.
It would have been the other way around. I'd say. And you got sisters who have chick friends. So you know, growing up, you know what.
Zach, always great to see you, buddy.
Thanks, Zach.
Have a wonderful weekend. Post times again today for 12:45. All the rest of the weekend.
That is the plan. Unless you hear otherwise, 12:45. Rest of the meet.
And congrats on the Arkansas Derby Day, 73,000.
Man. And as you said, weather champion. But the fans were great.
Yeah.
People were patient. Everyone had a lot of fun time. I mean, even with lines that were long, we all know they were long. Everyone saw it. You know, if we could hire 1,000 more people that day, we would. I promise. People think we wouldn't. We would.
Right.
But people, the energy was great. People really had fun with it. I did not see much issue going out there. Everybody was here to have fun. So
yeah,
that's
exactly
what we
right.
Want.
All right, Zach Gillum. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, guys.
All right, coming up, Danny West will give us the update on what's going on in recruiting. And remember that? Can you remember the player that I mentioned? The new recruit. It was something like Zydeco Huzzy.
Huzzy's right.
I don't know about Zydeco, but I was something close to that. Is it Zion Tomer? I don't know. All right, don't go away. It's 8:30 here, live from Oakland.
And I've got to say that I think I've got to stay. This is feeling more and more like home. So bring me to be.
Nolan Souza, Drive Time Sports each week. Brought to you by Seth Board with Shelter Insurance on Main Street in Jacksonville. Call Seth today for all your insurance needs. 501-982-6465.
This is SportsCenter.
The number 22 Arkansas Razorbacks go back on the road this weekend as they face number 9 Alabama. The Hogs will do so with a change in their starting rotation. Redshirt sophomore left-hander Hunter Dietz gets the start for the Razorbacks tonight. Left-hander Cole Gibler also moves to the starting rotation. He'll start Saturday's game. The Razorbacks have not yet announced a starter for Sunday's series finale. Tonight's game from Sewell-Thomas Stadium gets underway at 6 o'clock. That means the pregame show with Phil Elson on the Razorback Sports Network gets underway at 5:30 right here on The Buzz. Another in-state Division I action this weekend. Arkansas State hosts a big weekend series with number 11 Coastal Carolina. UALR is at SIU Edwardsville. UCA is at Lipscomb. UAPB takes on Prairie View A&M. I'm Todd Pierce for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
It's going to be a warm Friday, a high of 82 degrees. We'll be partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower or maybe a thunderstorm, but that's only a 10% chance of rain. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to the mid and upper 50s. Tomorrow, a warm Saturday, mostly sunny, a high of 84. Rain chances return Sunday. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm Wes Moore. Coming up Friday on Out of Bounds, we'll get you set for the weekend. Should be a big weekend. We got Arkansas down in Alabama, big three-game series for them. The Masters going on at Augusta National. Steve Sullivan will join us at 2:10. We'll get his thoughts on Arkansas baseball, the portal, and spring football. Plus, we got Neil Atkinson from Bet Saracen, Brian Edwards, VegasInsider.com, and Mark the Magician. All that and much more coming up Friday on Out of Bounds.
Hello, Buzz listeners. It's Chris Zender here at Frank Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood. Listen to this. We're making deals on everything right now. Ram trucks save up to $12,000 off, plus 72 months at 2.9% financing, and we'll give you the 90 days with no payments. Here's the big one. The all-new Jeep Cherokee, 39 miles per gallon. Need a van? Save up to $6,000 off. Loaded vans starting at just $36,975. Want a Wrangler? Lease one for $459 a month. Want a Gladiator? Same deal, $459 a month. Let me tell you, we're making deals every day like it's the last day of the month. Don't worry about your credit. Go to FletcherCredit.com and get pre-approved in minutes. At Fletcher Dodge, you always get the best price, the lowest finance rate, and more for your trade. Shop us before you buy anywhere else. Come visit us on Warden Road in Sherwood or shop online at FletcherDeals.com.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow. F.L. Davis in Greer's Ferry, or Gravel Ridge Small Engine in Jacksonville. With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays, mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Little E here. Ba-ba-da-ba-ba. Wearing the black leather jacket here in Vegas, 1968.
Come on, son.
It is 8:38. We're running a little bit behind here at Oaklawn. We're going to have Louis Stella on a little bit later. The president of Oaklawn is going to the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame tonight. I'll be emceeing that event, great event, and a lot of great folks going in. And we'll mention those names a little bit later. But we need to check in with our buddy Danny West. Roger, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah. Toddy P, if you have the open for him, let's punch him up and get him going.
He's known across the state as the king of recruiting. He's a sea of knowledge when it comes to the future of the Hogs, and he's jumping into the mayhem on the Buzz. From hogsports.com, it's Danny West, presented by HJ Trailer Sales. Visit them online at hjtrailersales.com or visit them in Hot Springs on Albert Pike.
Good morning, Danny.
Good morning,
buddy.
How are you, buddy? Good to be back on with you.
Yeah, man, we miss you when we don't have you on. Roger's like it's like an arm or a finger.
Trying to figure out. Yeah,
foot.
It's a heartbeat.
Yeah,
we missed the heartbeat.
So what's been going on, Danny? What's the latest, man?
Hey, man, I heard you guys talking about Mr. Huzzy,
yes.
The latest commitment earlier this week. I knew y'all would love that one as soon as, I'll tell you, last Friday. Okay, Baz, you remember last Friday I was on here ready to talk on the radio. And
yeah,
I had no idea.
That's right.
You know,
I forgot
we were
to
off
call
for
him.
Good Friday. I was on here ready to tell you about Mr. Huzzy.
Oh, I completely felt it was on my phone.
But listen, Zacharius Huzzy is the cornerback out of Georgia, LaGrange, Georgia. Came up last weekend. Didn't have an offer when he showed up, guys, in Arkansas. Everything checked out for him. He measured in at 6'1", 170. Not huge, but you know he's still relatively young, going into his senior year next year. So. Man, good kid, not a stellar offer list, not going to blow you away with the rankings, not going to bore you and try to oversell this one, but they needed a commitment, guys. They've been dead last in the total commitment department category for several weeks now. This was their first 2027 commitment under Silverfield, and you know, it broke a long drought. Now we'll see if they can keep it going. Got a few more visitors coming in today I can tell you about. But, it was a good pickup, man. They needed a little momentum boost and a great name for our name list.
Well, now, that's an alarming statement you just made there. Is there a reason we're so far behind the sticks on this thing?
I think so. I think the reason is that portal and bringing in 40 guys right off the bat. You know, in addition to that, you know, having the whole staff.
Yeah.
I think everywhere you look right now, you look around Oklahoma State, another place that had changeover, Kentucky a little bit, same deal. We saw it with Mississippi State when Levy took over there. It takes a little bit. I'm not making excuses for them. They're struggling in terms of momentum. There's a lot of unknowns. You know, they've had 3-2-10 seasons in the last, 7-8 years.
Yeah.
They're lacking a little bit of program momentum, but it feels like the last couple of weeks, maybe they're starting to pick it up a little bit. I'm not expecting a stellar 2027 high school class, guys. I'm just going to tell you that here in April, but I think it's picking up a little bit. You can kind of tell some of these visits are turning into second and third looks, and that's always key. So right now the goal ought to be get as many of these unofficials as you can, get them in for practice, whether that's a Tuesday, Thursday, or a Saturday scrimmage. But the goal is trying to get them back in May and June for an official. So, yeah, they are a little bit behind time-wise. I think they just got off to a late start because they needed 40-plus transfers, and they only got that one junior day in January. You guys remember weather knocked out one of them. So they're a little bit behind the calendar, but, again, I think it's starting to pick up. They're about to turn a corner. I'm not saying they're going to pick up a bunch of 4- and 5-star guys, but I think they're about to fill up the commitment list here in the next month or so.
Baz, who was our call last year?
Caden Kittler.
Caden Kittler.
I saw him
in the paper the other day.
Yep.
Where he said it's a lot more. Fun?
It was a different culture.
It was a different culture.
Yeah.
Something going on up there this year than last. So I hope that bodes well as well.
But I was going to ask, what have you heard about spring practice and all these guys that you kept up with and transfer portal and signees? What have you heard about spring practice so far?
Yeah, I got to check them out last week. Made it down for practice. Plan on getting back again next week and, of course, for the spring game. But just my general thoughts from the hour I spent. Baz, I went straight to the D-line because I think that's where they needed, you know, like anybody else. I wanted to see them improve the interior D-line.
Right.
And I'm like anybody else. I like what they've done from a quantity standpoint. We'll see on the quality. You compare this year's interior D-line group on paper, in your head, no matter where you compare it, it looks a lot better than it did at this time last year. My only question is, did they get real difference makers, or did they get, you know, 5 or 6 of the same guy with the same ceiling, you know?
Yeah, no, I hear you.
Even if they did that, it's still an improvement, in my opinion, because you have more of them than you did last year. Right. And, you know, the goal, in my opinion, is try to take as much off of Quincy as you can. You look at him last year, 16 and a half tackles for loss. You got to go all the way down the list in the SEC, and your next found Razorback would be a linebacker in the tackles for loss category. That was Xavier Sory, good player, going to be a pro, but they just didn't have much help to go with Quincy on that D-line, and now I think they do. So you take away some of those double teams. Maybe it opens them up. Maybe you get a little better coverage in the back end. I'm crossing my fingers here, boys, but I do like the start of the D line in particular. It looks better anyway.
Do want to thank HA Trailer Sales, Trey and the gang over there here in Hot Springs for sponsoring Danny for such a long time. Yeah, you know, it's funny. When is we've talked about this before. The last time we had a dominant defensive line, you go back to that Bielema. Trey Flowers, Darius Bailon. What year was that, 14?
Yes, sir.
Wow, man, I tell you, it's, you know, and, I know, isn't that crazy? If you want to know why we struggle, and of course, the other is secondary. There was an article today, Roger, I didn't dive into it. It was really long about, you know, the assistants coming in. There's not one DB from last year. So there, although, that may not be a bad thing. But starting from scratch there, and hopefully, you're right. You're just hoping all these people they rolled the dice on, all these transfer portal guys, you just hope they got it right. You know, you hope they got it right.
That's right. Guys, I wish we could have a full show. There's plenty to talk about, but just want to tell you, I appreciate you. Baz, good luck tonight with your ceremony. You'll do great.
Thanks, Danny. You're the
Thanks,
best.
Thanks, Danny. Sorry about last week, dude.
Yeah, that was our fumble.
You. Thank you, bud.
Have a great weekend. See you, man.
Yes.
Hey, listen, we got to play a little finish the lyric.
But here's the deal. This is the song.
Okay, here we go. So Roger's playing the song for you right now.
Letting the night roll. Thanks to Ralphie.
That's a good song.
The Ralph.
Shut up, Todd Schuster.
It was going to be one of those nights. Got the Kenwoods banging and rock and roll. Whisper to me, baby, where you want to go.
This is number one, isn't it? What if it's number one?
Oh, wow.
Hey, this was a charter. This was a charter, a high charter, I know. All right, well, that's the song. You know, maybe we start doing that from now on. We just play our song.
That's going to be the song. Letting the Night Roll. When we play Finish the Lyric Later, what do we have for it? Are they Kansas 38?
I think Kansas. I think, I don't know if Todd can find that.
We'll check during the break. Kansas and 38 special. Yep.
Very good.
Well, listen, we're going to have a lot of buzz people at that concert.
Yes. Letting the Night Roll.
You know, I think if we're doing that, if we're playing the song, you got to sing it. You can't. You just.
100%.
Yeah.
No, you have to sing it.
You have the lyrics in front of you.
All
right.
See, it's
a good song. We're gonna find it. Also, too, we got the answer about how much of a difference it is between Fayetteville to Dallas and Conway to Dallas. It is pretty darn close. We'll tell you that when we come back. 8:47 live from Oakland.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Sports, is now available in Arkansas. With FanDuel, you can get in on the action any night of the week. Plus, you can even combine your bets into a same-game parlay for a shot at an even bigger payout. And for a limited time, new Arkansas customers get started with $300 in bonus bets, guaranteed when you place your first $5 bet. So just visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to sign up today. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started with $300 in bonus bets when you place your first $5 bet. Play your game with FanDuel, now available in Arkansas. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued at non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When the unthinkable happens to your home or business, whether it's damage from smoke, water, fire, or mold, let Rainbow Restoration make you whole again. Their extensively trained team, state-of-the-art equipment, and 24/7 rapid response will help get your life back on track fast. Because this isn't just their service area, it's their home. When you need them, find them at ArkansasRestorationExperts.com. Rainbow Restoration, where they restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Courtney Ballantyne here for the Butcher Shop Steakhouse, West Little Rock's premier place to go for a great meal. Serving only the finest hand-cut steaks, all still cooked over their huge hickory charcoal grill. Filet mignons, porterhouses, and juicy ribeyes are just a few of the delicious cuts to choose from. And a menu that also includes fresh fish, prime rib, along with all of their weekly specials. Tremendous steaks, excellent service, and a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere makes the Butcher Shop the prime choice for your evening out.
It's Justin Acri for Kauffman by Design West. Shop with the local folks and get exactly what you want. You can also shop from the convenience of your own home by going to KauffmanLumber.com. There's an online store with over 800,000 items in inventory that can be delivered straight to your front door. Items in inventory include everything from hardware to housewares, heating and cooling supplies, lawn and garden tools, sporting goods, store and office supplies, and there's a huge range of products in each area available. So go by their store in West Little Rock at 14900 Cancel Road or do your shopping online at KauffmanLumber.com.
Golf is a game of precision and power. Every detail matters. The same must be true for luxury. Genesis delivers with every stroke of craftsmanship, every stitch of quality, and every surge of performance. During the Genesis Signature event, get 0.99% financing on a new GV80 or GV70. Experience the Genesis GV80 or GV80 Coupe for yourself at Genesis of Conway.
The future of luxury today.
Injured? There's only one number you need to know. 888-8888.
At Rainwater Holton Sexton, no case is too big and no insurance company too strong.
Just dial 888-8888.
It's the 50th anniversary customer appreciation sale Saturday, April 11th through Friday, April 17th at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. Save 20 to 50% off store-wide and register to win $50,000 in giveaways, including a fantasy hot tub, salt system, pool heater, big green egg, and more. Special pricing on Caldera hot tubs and all Pollywood furniture. It's the Luxury Pool & Spa 50th anniversary sale April 11th through the 17th and save up to 50% off store-wide. Luxury Pool Arkansas.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at CertaPro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call CertaPro Painters or visit CertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters, that's painting happy.
The 22nd annual Double B's BBQ is coming up May 9th at the downtown Riverside RV Park in North Little Rock. Sample barbecue from some of the best barbecue cooks in Arkansas, competing for the coveted BBQ Grand Champion Trophy. The 22nd annual Double B's BBQ, May 9th, brought to you by Oaklawn Sports, Bud Light, and Finch Brokers. Get your tickets at BuzzBQ.com.
The guys aren't perfect, so if you hear them say something wrong, let them know at 501-661-1037.
So funny. I just heard this song the other night because in the background I was doing Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, yeah?
And they play that in this.
Oh, very good.
This was one of Tommy's favorites.
I like it. You brought it to the table again not too long ago, and I put it on there. Hey, I want to let everybody know about Family Market. Get any size fresh tea for only 50 cents every Friday throughout the spring. That's 50 cents for any size fresh tea. And also, you get, and then you can take that rewards card out and save some money at the pump. And then 5 cents off a gallon with a large tea or fountain drink purchase with your rewards card every day when you do that. So take advantage of that this spring. And we all know that prices are nutso butso. You know what I'm trying to figure out, Bass?
What's that?
If we don't need any of that, and I know I can only get Bill Vickery to explain it to me. If we don't need any of that oil that's over in the Middle East, then why is my price going up? This is what I want to know. So, anyway, save you some money with those because they can do that with your rewards card.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show today. We didn't mention talking about fathers and sons in the Arkansas Sports Hall of Fame. There's Lewis Seller right now. there's
two, and I'll give Todd or and Roger both of you, because one of them is having a birthday today. There's a father-son in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. It should be easy to think of who it is.
Can I say Wills?
That's not who I'm thinking of. It's not the birthday boy I have today.
Okay, father's.
I think the son was stronger than the.
Okay, I know who it is. Dadgummit. It's the same guy that does the boating thing in Little Rock, isn't it?
It is.
What is his name?
It is.
Well, give me his initials.
KG.
Because you know I know it. Ken Griffey.
That is it.
Ken Griffey. Yeah. Okay.
It is the. it's the birthday of Ken Griffey.
Okay.
Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. was bigger. Right? Than Ken Griffey?
I think so.
Now, we grew up with Ken Griffey.
We did.
Yeah.
And had his son come along and retire in our lifetime, too.
That's right. The first father-son combination to play in the major leagues at the same time. So you've had a lot of father-sons, but that's a
test. Did LeBron's not play at the same time?
No, with his dad. I don't think so. So that overlap didn't happen. But Ken Griffey, I guess that the compliment there is to Ken Griffey Sr. If he's still around long enough, who else is there recently that happened with? Oh, it's LeBron. You can always
pick
with LeBron.
Sure.
He's still good enough to be able to play with his son. So.
Yeah. Now, we know it happens a lot in the coaching ranks, whether it be football or basketball, that you've got a father and a son who comes along and
right.
is on their staff.
The other, I was going to mention birthday today, Haley Joel Osment. I actually watched this in background. I wasn't watching it, but it was in the background of the day. The Sixth Sense.
Sixth Sense. But let me tell you, I had it in trivia. Maybe you remember. What was his debut? On screen.
Yeah, it was Forrest Gump.
It.
Yeah, that's right. He was so good, and I guess it was the first time, it was early in the movie, and now that I watch it, it's easy to go, he's dead. I know he's dead the whole time. You don't know it when you're watching the movie for the first time.
You know what? I watch it and I still don't. I get freaked out watching the bodies walk by the screen.
Yeah, it is a scary.
It is indeed.
It is a scary movie.
Excellent. What do you call it? Plot.
Yeah. Also, too, it's the birthday of Steven Seagal. He was one of my favorites, but boy, he's really getting really ripped lately. You know, he's now like buddies with Putin and hanging out over there, and he's gotten fat.
One of the, you know what? I think of two people that run: Tom Cruise, and then watching him run, he runs.
Like
he's got pterodactyl arms, you know.
So all of his movies.
What do you call it? Tyrannosaurus Rex.
He did four or five movies in a row that all sounded the same. The titles: Marked for Death, Hard to Kill, Out for Justice, Above the Law.
Yeah.
Then he's got On Deadly Ground. Yeah. He was also in a pretty good movie under Executive Decision.
That may be, because of who all's in there. I mean, Tommy Lee Jones.
It was crazy.
We see right now all over the place.
Yes,
Gary Busey.
Gary Busey, yes.
Weirdo. And then there was a movie that he played just a small role in. The one with Kurt Russell on a plane.
That was here.
Is that Under Siege?
Executive Decision.
My bad. That's a good movie. That's a very good.
That's actually he dies early on.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, he's a hero in that one.
Does Kurt Russell die early?
No.
It's Seagal does.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's his birthday today. You know, and can you tell me the form of martial art that he practices?
Dong Chao Ki.
Mark the tape, please. Todd, do you know what it is?
No, I'm sorry, I don't.
I'll give you a hint. It starts with A.
Oh, Aikido.
Aikido. What did you call it, Roger?
Dong Chao Ki.
All right, coming up next, we'll visit with the president of Oakland, Louis Sella, and maybe David Longinotti. We still got Heather Becker to talk to as well.
And finish the lyric.
And we got to finish the lyric.
Letting the night roll. We may just ask you to call in and sing. I'll give you the line to sing.
We want to thank Rainbow Restoration.
Absolutely, we do.
For sponsoring
we
got to
give
that.
Them some love for
you
that.
Guys, if you guys are having trouble, have an accident, they will come in and make your house whole again. We're here at Oakland for the Big Apple Blossom Race tomorrow. They're racing today, too. First post time is 12:45. It's 9 o'clock. Don't go away.
I'm Dr. Lowry Barnes. When it comes to orthopedic care, there's no place like the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health. We built this hospital just for you. With state-of-the-art surgical suites, advanced technology, and the state's largest group of fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons, it's the best place in Arkansas to get you moving again. And if you need urgent orthopedic care, UAMS Ortho Now.